This is Scooped and Gagged, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Garrett.
And we are DJ Gooped.
And DJ Gagged.
And I think we are more tired than we have ever been.
Yeah, so if anyone was tuned in last week, they perchance may remember that we said it was the most stressed out we had ever been for an episode.
Well, this week we have set a new record.
It's even worse.
It's even worse.
I think it's compounded by being just even more exhausted.
Yes, because the no sleep has been compounding. We perhaps made some bad choices this week. Staying up, frolicking in the snow, which seemed fun at the time.
I know. But I would have been so mad if I didn't.
Exactly. It was worth it, but...
It was worth.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. But you were just listening to Ktheu Thokes by Jonida Maliki.
Beautiful.
And Vacuums by Sudden Lights.
Lovely.
Two of my favorites.
I liked them.
Ktheu Thokes actually was off Spotify for about a year and just got added back.
Why was it off Spotify?
I have no clue, and I'm mad about it.
What country is this artist from?
Albania. They represented them 2019, nice. I believe. Incredible song. I love.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Even the live performance, such powerful vocals.
That's
and
awesome.
Love. I stan. I can't help it. I'm a stan.
And you shouldn't help it.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Well, today we are going to be revealing deep personal truths about ourselves, a.k.a. our top five songs from Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
So we'll be going my fifth song, then Garrett's fifth song, then my fourth song, then Garrett's fourth song, and so on.
And I think we'll talk after
each pair.
Each pair, yeah. Probably. So, yeah.
So,
It'll start,
my fifth top song of the year was Baby, I'm Yours by Cass Elliott. Excellent song.
Mine was The Conflict of the Mind by Aurora. Who we saw live, and I wanted to cry. And so we did cry.
I cried multiple times.
Yeah, I'm sorry for yelling, but this was like a transcendent experience for me.
And I'm not even like that much of a... I mean, I just started listening to her, and yet...
Yeah. I like thought I was gonna die.
It was
while
so
we
powerful.
There.
She's
I'm
such
obsessed.
An amazing performer.
Such an amazing performer. I'm literally a stan.
I want to see her again. When can we see her again?
That's what I'm saying. Like if I was back home and this was like last year and I was still in high school, I probably would have gone to see her two or three times.
As you should. That was amazing.
I can't deny.
Now
like
I
two
wish...
New York shows, a Philadelphia show, I would have been there.
Now, after having seen it, I wish that I would have like skipped my second class that day and we would have gone at like 2 p.m. and gotten first in line and been at the very front.
I know. We were actually still very
close.
We were
very close.
We were like within
10
people.
It was really good. And I could actually see remarkably well, which is good because I can't always see because I'm short.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Yes.
And then we'll be back afterwards.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Baby, I'm Yours and The Conflict of the Mind.
Exactly.
Enjoy. Wait.
Baby, I'm Yours.
Three.
Hotties.
That was The Conflict of the Mind by Aurora.
And which Baby, I'm Yours.
Yes, and Baby, I'm Yours Elliot. By Cass Elliott. Exactly.
Two very good songs.
You know, yes, excellent songs.
Excellent songs.
Yeah, do you want to say anything about that being your fifth top choice? I don't have anything to say about mine, so actually.
I was a little surprised.
I was too.
I expected another song. I expected something like To Be All Right or Do You Feel off of her album.
Yeah. But did this one come out earlier? Or?
It did.
Okay, then that makes
sense. It was the third single. So literally the first three singles are all on the list. Yeah, but
that makes sense.
I think, you know, there's probably just such a yeah. a small difference between.
And maybe if it had been keeping track of like November and December, then it would have been.
Yeah. Honestly, different. It probably would be the same because that's like one of the few things where I could just listen full.
Yeah.
Fully that album. The album.
I actually love it. I've been in the drawing studio for like 20 hours this weekend, and I've listened through that album like 3 times.
Period.
It's so good. Yeah. You know you're tired when you forget how to spell Aurora on the computer.
It's been rough, mamas. I'm trying to write a personal narrative.
Yeah.
Sophie's drawing the freak.
Yeah.
Out of a drawing.
Thank you.
And it's a crazy good drawing, but like crazy hard. I appreciate
that. So we just weren't given enough time, but no. It's okay.
No, y'all were not.
We're doing our best with what we have.
Yes, but
next up is our number fours.
Yes.
Mine is Here's Where the Story Ends by The Sundays.
And mine is Zemran Indore by Besa, which is Albanian.
Another Albanian.
Yes. This song makes me so mad.
Okay.
Because she won Albania's national final with this song, and I was eating it up day in, day out, playing her, screaming her in the car, of course. We do.
Yes.
What does she do? She makes a version in English.
No.
That sucks.
Of course.
Ruins it. I've only listened to it twice. And I was so mad.
The best part about listening or watching Eurovision and interacting with Eurovision is hearing music in all of these different languages.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's boring.
And guess what? She didn't qualify because she didn't deserve it.
As she should.
Because,
yeah,
Albania has a streak where whenever they actually perform in Albanian, they qualify, and whenever they perform in English, they don't.
I wonder if there's something to that. I wonder if they should pay attention to that.
But this is the Albanian version, which is good.
Okay, good.
So we will be playing her.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. This is my ASMR.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, bye-bye.
See how people look down, they're on the inside. Here's where the story ends. People I see, weary of me, showing my good side. Like you see how. Little souvenir of a terrible year, which makes me çmandur detin mere e ma sill një dit nëse do të më mbysë shpirtin mos më priti jo më mos më prit eja bëje ti rrugën ti me e më thuaj ti kur të vrasin ty pas shpine na 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 si shqe që në gjak në vena më helmove pak nga pak si një litar në semër më shtrëngove Undërtova urti e gjo me gur Nos kërko me në gjithi gotën që ke dhe dikur A ke ti shpirt, a ke ti forc A ke dashni për me ma vëm Nasa në lezike, nuk të lëk të pijesh A ke ti shpirt, a ke ti forc A ke ti sena se rëndor Fale, fale, bete Nuk me letë këtë rete
You guys should all be jealous that you're not in here in the room right now listening to Garrett's beautiful singing.
Oh, of course. Because obviously I speak Albanian.
No. Yes. No, it, honestly, you have such a knack for like singing in languages you don't speak and making it sound like you actually, at least marginally,
I have.
Speak them.
I can, you know, theater did teach me confidence. Yes.
I can do fake that for one song. And you know what song that is?
Horoscopo.
No. Well, well, I do kind of speak that language. I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
But Husavik. From Husavik.
Excalibur
not. Why have we not played that song yet?
Behami.
I think that should be in next week's episode because
I think so.
Actually.
If that does happen. No guarantees, everyone.
Yeah, no guarantees.
Sorry, we,
do
have finals and it's going to be depression.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, honestly, Zemran Indoor is not, like, a great song.
I liked it.
But
it's a bop.
It's, like, a screamer for me. Like, it just works. Like, it clicks. Yeah. Like, I feel it in my soul.
For me, Here's Where the Story Ends was one of those songs where I, like, heard it for the first time, and then I had it on repeat for, like, a couple weeks.
Real.
And then I haven't listened to it in, like, since before
honestly,
the
that's
summer.
So real.
Yeah.
That's, like, my brother's one of those people where he will play a song 70 times in a row.
That's crazy.
And then it is his Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if
you're
the song, if the song is good, sometimes they just scratch that itch. Okay. Yeah.
But, okay, first.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
We have a little message. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
That was beautiful. That was amazing.
Honestly, I didn't read it
before.
That's
beforehand. A lot of yogurt.
So that's a lot of yogurt caught me off guard.
That's such an important message for the people of Medford to know.
I 100% agree.
I'm glad you put that out into the world.
Thank you. Okay. We are going to go right into the next songs because I fear we may run out of time.
Yes, these are number three. Mine is White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes, a classic.
And then Your Blood by Aurora.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, guys.
To let go.
Gina Mama, Slay Girl Boss, Queen 8.
That was Love. Your Blood by Aurora and White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes, the OG.
I knew Ms. Fleet Foxes would make
it. Oh, of course.
It was, so we have an app called Superfan.
Yes.
And it like gives like a little like vibe check.
Every week.
And every week. Whenever Fleet Foxes make Sophie's top three,
yes,
Forest is there.
Always.
And I'll just say Forest was there a lot this year, and so we know.
Fleet Foxes also makes the top three probably 90% of the time.
Oh, 100%.
And it's funny, too, though, because I only, like, very recently, like, in the past couple months, started listening to their other albums. Like, for a long time, I would literally just listen to their first album, like, on repeat.
Wow.
It's so good. But now I've realized how good their other albums are. Actually, lately, as I've been drawing for 1 million years this weekend, I've been listening to it's from their Shore Tour, which is their most recent album's tour, and it's their performance live on Boston Harbor.
Oh.
It's so good. It's 2 hours, and it's just... Oh, they're such good live performers. I really want to see them. But yeah.
Love.
Up next, you'll hear our number two songs. And mine is Ragged Wood by Fleet Foxes.
And mine is Ulvaham by Gott, which means Wolfman.
Oh.
And
is this Norwegian?
It's Norwegian.
Look, so many wolves up there.
So many. And Gott means riddle. Mm-hmm. I should say Zemrindor means... It's like heart in your hand.
Oh, wow.
Heart in your hand, so.
I think we could probably make an entire episode that's just Norwegians that are somehow related to, like, wolves.
I think we can.
I think we could. Like, I can already think of, like, five in my head.
I think we should.
I think we should.
Like, I...
I love the Norwegians.
I just love... I want to move there. Like, I want to live in the mountains.
I really want to visit
Scandinavia. And have, like, a little cabin.
That sounds so lovely.
But I need to find, like, a Norwegian man, though.
Because, absolutely.
Like, I need to be hooked up to that, like, sovereign wealth fund.
You'll find your rich Norwegian, I believe.
I know. I just need a rich husband to support my lifestyle. I don't even spend money... I just like
you. Just deserve to relax.
Yeah, exactly. Like, help me out. But
we'll be manifesting.
We'll be manifesting. But while we manifest, we'll be listening to "Ragged Wood" by Fleet Foxes and "Ulvaham" by Gott.
Enjoy.
Bye. Wow. Spring is upon us, follow my own.
Thank you.
That was Ulveham by Goethe.
Goethe.
And Ragged Wood by the Fleet Foxes. Mm. One of my absolute favorite of theirs, as evidenced by it being my second top song of the year.
Of course.
Of course.
Great choice.
And next we have our number ones. Which I wasn't fully expecting mine. But I guess now, in retrospect, I did listen to this song a frightening amount. Particularly early in the year. When it was cold.
That's how they get ya.
I know.
No, I was a little surprised with mine, but, like, not really.
No, like, I'm not surprised, by yours, yeah. But it's such an excellent song. Yeah. Okay, well, mine is A Northern Attitude by Noah Kahan featuring Hosea.
And mine is Some Type of Skin by, guess who? Aurora.
Oh my god, I was so shocked. I'm duped and gagged. I was in the top
0.05%.
That's crazy.
Of listeners, I believe. So
you're dedicated.
I'm a stan.
You're a stan. Next year, you better be in 0.01%.
I know, I have to pick up my listening.
Yeah, you've been slacking.
It's quite embarrassing.
You've been slacking.
It's quite embarrassing.
Okay, well, enjoy. And if we have enough time at the end, I did put on Husavik, so hopefully we'll get to that. But
yes.
Here's our top songs of the year. Enjoy. Have a gooped and gag time.
Positively. Breathing in, breathing out, how you been? You settled down, you feeling right, you feeling proud. How are your kids, where are they now? You build a boat, you build a life. You lose your friends, you lose your wife. You settle in to routine, where are you? Does it mean? Getting stoned, then kicking rocks. Keep my nerve.
give my northern attitude. Oh, I was raised out in the cold. If the sun don't shine till the summertime, forgive my northern attitude. Oh, I was raised on little light.
Hit me hard where I am soft. Should my heart reveal itself to be more than a muscle or a fist covered in blood? However much it feels to bleed, it's only time.
Everyone, that was Some Type of Skin by Aurora and Northern Attitude by Noah Kahn featuring Hozier.
The Gooped and Gagged songs of 2024.
Yes. And speaking of Gooped and Gagged, this was Gooped and Gagged. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes. And without wasting any more time, we are going to throw you into Husavik, my hometown, from the Eurovision movie to say goodnight.
Bye-bye. Will Ferrell and my Miriam.
Yes, yes, yes.
We stand. We slay.
Enjoy. We are going to be singing. You should sing along.
Bye-bye.
Farewell.
Kiss, kiss.
This great big world before me, but it's all for someone else. I've tried and tried again to let you know just where my heart is, to tell the truth and not pretend. All I needed was to get away, just to realize that I was meant to stay. Where the mountains sing through the screams of seagulls, where the whales can't live 'cause they're gentle people. In my hometown, my hometown. Thought I made it clear, do I have to say it? It was always there, we just didn't see it. All I need is you and me in my home. To be seen and to be heard.